Ladies and gentlemen, I was standing there on the side and I wondered, maybe this event would be better if I just got up here and said, thank you very much, good night. There is absolutely no way I can top those remarks, because as a husband and father that works each and every day to try and make the community a better place, you often wonder whether you're making sure that you're taking care of business at home. And it's words like those that let me know that I'm making a difference not just in our community, but I have a wonderful bride and we're raising a tremendous, tremendous son. Thank you, Aleli. Thank you, Rafael. You know, it's a real honor to stand before you this evening. I want to start out by saying thank you so much to another wonderful lady in my life. She is here all the way from the Philippines. I know her as my mom. She extended her stay when she found out I was having this fundraising event tonight so she could meet a few of my friends. Well, Mom, I love you a lot, and here are a few of my friends. Thank you. I love you. For those of you that don't know, I'm a New Mexico Democrat, and I'm proud of it. From a very early age, I knew I had a call to service. I had a call to service, and it is today that I begin the journey with each of you. Thank you for joining us this evening. 3 years ago, I decided that I would like to serve as chairman of the Democratic Party. And we talked about having a 33-county strategy, a strategy that reached out to New Mexicans in every part of the state, rural New Mexico, urban New Mexico, New Mexicans that live on I-25 and I-40, and the ones that don't. Because I knew that every New Mexican mattered, and they deserved to hear about democratic values. And I'm proud to stand before you and say that with your help, with the leadership of the Democratic Party, with my staff members, our volunteers, I am proud to say that we made New Mexico a blue state in 08. I couldn't have done it without you. And today the journey begins, and I'm asking you to join this campaign. Join this campaign to make New Mexico a better place, to make sure that the future of New Mexico is in positive hands that are concerned about generations that are before us and generations that are to come. Because it is with your help that we'll be able to make New Mexico a better place for all New Mexicans. I have been talking about democratic values for 3 years, and I'm not stopping now. We're going to travel to every part of the state to talk about democratic values, and we're going to let voters know what we stand for and believe in. And we're going to let them know that as Democrats, we believe that every person deserves access to affordable health care now. As Democrats, we believe that every child deserves access to first-class education so that they can better themselves for tomorrow. As Democrats, we believe that each and every human being has the right to be treated equally in the eyes of the law. That's what democratic values are. We believe that Democrats, Republicans, Independents, and every hard worker out there deserves to earn a fair and decent living wage for a hard day's work. Don't you agree? That's why I'm a Democrat, and that's why I want to be your Lieutenant Governor. I stand before you today as someone who believes in these values at my core. But not just because they're the right values, but because the man you see before you is a living product of those values. I can tell you that I recall growing up a young man in Valencia County. And I, couple friends. Mom, those are my friends. I grew up in Valencia County, and I can tell you that when I was Rafael's age, I remember I remember commodities. And some of you in this room might remember commodities. But I can tell you that the democratic values that allowed those blocks of cheese and the powdered milk to be handed out to families in need, some folks called it a handout. My folks called that welfare program survival. That's a democratic value. And that's why I'm here before you today. Those democratic values were founded in the ideals of great progressive Democrats such as Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the Kennedy brothers, and our President Barack Obama. With that being said, I think it's absolutely appropriate that we reflect upon the passing of a great American and a great Democrat, Teddy Kennedy. Ladies and gentlemen, his devotion to, his passion for, and his lifetime of service to make this country better for all is what inspired me, and I know it inspired you. And I'm here to tell you that every day on that campaign trail, and every day if I get the honor and privilege to serve as your Lieutenant Governor, those are the values that I'll take to work with me and serve you as your Lieutenant Governor in Santa Fe. Those are our values. That's what it is to be a Democrat in New Mexico. As I stand here, those values are the same values that allowed me to have a roof over my head as a child. Some of you may recall Section 8 housing. I've got a lot of friends from down there in Valencia County that knew that area. It wasn't the great area, but it was good enough, and it was a roof over my head. It allowed me to prepare to go to school the next day. Those democratic values allowed me to take advantage of free meals, free meal programs that allowed me to eat in school, so that I would not be hungry and that I could focus on my education. It was democratic values that allowed me to have affordable loans and, frankly, grants that allowed me to get through college and be the first in my family to graduate. That's a democratic value, and that's why I'm before you today. It was Democrats like Teddy Kennedy who fought for civil rights in America and that allowed this Hispanic to spend my time in November 2008 voting for our first African-American president of the United States of America. That's what it is to be a Democrat in America today. So when you wonder why I'm a Democrat, that's why I'm a Democrat. I am a product of each and every one of those values. Today, at the center of the debate in public is, how in the world can we afford to provide health care for all? And ladies and gentlemen, I tell you, how can we afford not to? Ladies and gentlemen, I was 19 years old and fresh off to college at New Mexico State when my father passed away. I watched him struggle for years with the incredible effects and devastating effects of muscular dystrophy. I watched my father die. 15 years later, I watched my mother die at 63 years old. They died too young. But I can tell you, without Democrats fighting to make sure that they had access to health care through Medicaid and programs and organizations such as the Muscular Dystrophy Association, they would have died younger and they would have suffered far more. So when you wonder why I'm a Democrat, think about health care and think about serving and helping those people that are in circumstances such as my father's and mother's. Let me tell you about a young man by the name of Chris Ortega of Santa Fe. I was speaking at a luncheon for business leaders in Santa Fe last week, and I provided my remarks and I concluded, had some red chile, and I was off. Before I could get out the front door, Chris stopped me. Chris said, "You don't know me, but I'm a server here, and I listened to your remarks." I was touched, and inspired. He told me how his parents are facing absolutely similar circumstances that my family experienced 20 years ago. See, Chris's father's a diabetic. Chris's father requires constant dialysis. So Chris finds himself waiting tables all day in Santa Fe, while his mother works 10 to 12 hours in a bakery. Here's the problem, folks. They're working those jobs, and Chris and his mom are still worried about losing their home. That's not the America they deserve. It's not the New Mexico they deserve. And we're going to do better for Chris and his family and every New Mexican in every one of our 33 counties. Urban New Mexico, rural New Mexico, northern New Mexico, southern New Mexico. We will make a difference with this campaign. Make no mistake about it. We believe that the access to affordable, high-quality health care is absolutely a right and not a privilege, and we won't stop talking about it until it's a reality. The same holds true for that first-class education that I talked about. Let me talk about education for just a second, because it is going to be the centerpiece of my campaign. I was one of those awkward kids. You know, four eyes, little freckled face, red hair, little heavy set, big fat Coke bottle glasses, you know the one, you know the kid. That was me. I was howdy doody in real life. And for the young kids in the room, go Google it and you'll learn who howdy doody was. But I gotta tell you, even though I was one of those awkward kids, I benefited from those free meals and I benefited from amazing teachers. One of those teachers is in the room tonight. And amongst these 400 people, I'm not sure where she is. But I know she's here tonight, just like Chris Ortega's here tonight. And I want to say thank you to Pam Cordova, the daughter of our former representative, Condi Cordova. Pam, where are you? There you are. There you are. Stand up, and let's give Pam Cordova and my wife and every other educator in New Mexico the respect and the appreciation they deserve. Thank you, Pam Cordova. Thank you. She pushed me. My goodness, she pushed me. And I got to tell you, I love you today, 25 years later. I wasn't so keen on you 25 years ago. So tonight, thank you to all the teachers. As Alex said, my wife is an engineer. I tell people when I talk to them all over New Mexico, you know, I'm a lawyer. I practice in this community with people like David Archuleta and so many other lawyers in the room. And my wife's an engineer, but she decided she'd go into nonprofit work. So she teaches in public schools. It took a minute, but you got there, right? Isn't that good? Thank you. So I want to say thanks to all those teachers out there that have chosen to do nonprofit work. Because let me tell you, it's the best social profit in America, changing children's lives each and every day. Thank you. Thank you very much. That passion I have about teachers serving is why I'm saddened. I'm saddened by the reports that we have 47% dropout rate in New Mexico. When you think about that, think about my son, 11 years old, he's got a class of 30 students, 15 of those kids aren't going to make it through the process. It's absolutely unacceptable, and instead of trying to fix education, we have got to transform education in New Mexico. It has got to be a transformational change. And the only way we're going to do that is if we get all the people at the table. I'm talking about teachers, students, business leaders, community leaders, opinion leaders. And let me tell you something. If we don't get labor and teachers at the table to help us understand what the issues are in the classroom, we will not transform education. We need your help. We need your help now. And we're going to make a difference in education if I'm your next Lieutenant Governor. We talk about a new economy, and if New Mexico is going to lead in the new economy, we have got to be ready for new challenges. We have got to take advantage of the film industry. We've got a spaceport in southern New Mexico. We've got the development of affordable renewable energies in each and every part of our state. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the economy of the future. It will be the thing that makes New Mexico great in decades to come. Join me as we embrace that new economy in education and in energy. Please join me. And speaking about 2008 and labor, let me be perfectly clear. When we talk about change in New Mexico, when we talk about education and the economy, labor will have a seat at the table. Because let me assure you, it was labor that fought for fair and decent wages in our country. It's labor that fights for a fair work environment. It's labor that fights for a safe work environment. And it's labor that's helping us fight for health care in America. It is labor at the end of the day that ensures that we have a healthy middle class. And if we don't have a healthy middle class in New Mexico, we don't have a healthy New Mexico. And labor, you stood with me in 2008, and I will stand with you during this race for Lieutenant Governor. So labor, take a bow. Thank you for your work, and let's move New Mexico forward together. Thank you, Chris. Thank you. How many more minutes do I have, Charlotte? I'm there. Okay. It says Brian applauds with the crowd. Let me talk and wrap up a little bit with some democratic values. Because at the end of the day, they're American values. Keeping our loved ones healthy, fed, secure, and employed is not about being a Democrat. That's why we have so many Republicans in the room today. Because the Republicans believe that when we get the right people to the table with the Democrats, we can make a difference in making New Mexico a better place for all. And that's what we're going to do when you elect Brian Colon your Lieutenant Governor. This state belongs to all New Mexicans, and so does this campaign. This campaign belongs to the parents who push their students each and every night to do their homework so they can have a solid education. It belongs to the farmer in New Mexico who conserves so that they can make it through the lean times. It belongs to every young person in this state, including the ones who come home in uniform and take advantage of the new GI Bill so that they can add to the education and the quality of New Mexico's workforce. This campaign belongs to the students on the reservation in New Mexico, that student who goes off to school, hopefully to become a doctor, because she knows the people on her reservation need quality health care. That's who this campaign belongs to. Won't you join me today? My life really has never been about holding office. It's been about serving so many of you. And I believe this gives me an opportunity to do just that. Serve you in a way that allows the future of New Mexico to be brighter. The future of New Mexico to be brighter for students like Rafael, for hardworking New Mexicans like Chris, for teachers like Pam, and for each and every one of you. That's what this campaign's about, and that's what we're going to talk about as we travel all over the state of New Mexico. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I humbly stand before you and ask you to join us. Join in this campaign about the future of New Mexico. Join me, because my name is Brian Colon. I'm a Democrat, and I need your help to be the next Lieutenant Governor of our beautiful land of enchantment. Thank you, New Mexico, for all you have done for me, a product of democratic values in our beautiful state of New Mexico. Viva New Mexico, vamos juntos y todos. Thank you.